Good afternoon.
Welcome to our international service. Thank you for many testimonies and prayer requests, and thank you for prayers. Maybe I should have said to Tim that I have to leave 3. I did not expect this long, you know. That's joking. Yeah. Well, this afternoon I'd like to read from the letter to the Philippians, It's in the New Testament, somewhere around after Ephesians. Today I'd like to read chapter 2, 1 to 11. This is a very beautiful scripture, especially after 5. Somebody said this may be one of the songs the early church sung was this lyrics. Let me read. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature, God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the nature that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. The first part, Paul used the four if clause. If you have any encouragement for being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if tenderness and compassion, this is not a Spanish. This is Greek. So why, I don't know, but the font changes to some English, but I should have put in the picture instead of the letters. I put in this Greek words, yeah. So you can see the shape, you know, of the original shape, yeah. So Paul used four if clause. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, this English is a little bit long, but in Greek, it's almost the same size of clothes, you know. So he used the same maybe lens, and he wants to make it a little bit like a singing, you know. If you know. So, but if you have any encouragement from being with United Christ, yes, we have encouragement from being united with Christ, right? Yes. Yeah. If any comfort from His love, yes, we have. Yes, we have. If have comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, yes, we do have fellowship with the Spirit every day. Yeah. And if any tenderness and compassion, yes, of course. Yeah. But I don't know why, but Paul used these four clauses. You know, these are a common sense for Christians. You know, we have encouragement with Christ and comfort with His love and fellowship with the Spirit and tenderness and compassion. Yes, 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 yes. He used these four if clauses. Then he said, make my joy complete. You're Christians. Yes, you have encouragement, you have comfort, and you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit and compassion. Yeah. Then make my joy complete. He said in the first scripture, he was in jail when he wrote this letter. He is very severe condition, but he said, I am in joy of Christ. But he asked the Philippians Christians, make my joy complete. If you are Christians, of course I'm joyful. I have joy from Jesus Christ, but I want you to make my joy complete. How? He asked the Philippians, by being like-minded. Like-minded. I don't know this English word, you know. Yeah, like-minded. What the like-minded means, you know. Do you use like-minded? Oh, really? Yeah. And having the same love and being one in spirit and purpose. In Greek, Paul used one. Yeah. One mind, one love, one in spirit. So somebody translated in English, they use like-minded, of the same love, in one spirit. Only use one time one. But Paul used one three times. One. That's he wants Philippians, you know, that's what he requests. To make my joy complete, you have to be one. You have to be one. One mind and one love and one in spirit. If you one, my joy will be complete. That's the Paul wants the Philippians to be. Maybe this request shows a little bit there's some division in Philippian church, maybe. You know, there's some differences. They lost the one, you know, mind or one love or one spirit. So he asks very generous, you know, very humility. If you have encouragement, if you have comfort, if you have fellowship, make my joy complete with one minded, with one love, with one in spirit. This is my request from jail. Please. Make my joy complete. And if to become one mind, become one love, and one in spirit, he asked, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. So maybe this is the problem of the church in Philippians. They do, you know, maybe they serve God, they do church's things, many things, but some did out of self-ambition. Maybe somebody do the cleaning, church cleaning, you know. Yes, I spend my all the time to clean the church. Maybe somebody preach, you know, very great preaching. And, hey, look at me, I'm a good preacher. Such and such. Hello. Would you go back to the nursing room, babies? Or, okay. Thank you. Yeah. This is a good, you know, good timing for me, you know. Okay. So, Paul's concern, you know, was that some Christians in Philippi do with out of self-ambition or vain conceit, you know. So they lost the humility. They serve God, they do many things in church, but he realized that some Christians, some members, they did self-ambition. They want to be medachitai in Japanese, you know. Yeah. Be our, like, so that's why Paul said, yeah. Consider others better than yourselves. Consider others better than yourselves. Others are better than yourself. Maybe the Christians in Philippi, they compete each other. You know, I'm good. I'm better than that. I'm better than her. Better than good. Better than that guy. You know? So they are so enthusiastic. They want to serve God. They want to do many things. But they compete each other. They lost the humility. So Paul said, consider others better than yourselves. Others are better than yourselves. Then, he said, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. It's really hard for us. We do for our interests. Yes, yeah, all the time. Almost all the time. Yeah. So it's very hard. It's very hard, but it's very important. And then Paul said, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And finally, he quote maybe the hymn or worship song they sang. Who being in very nature of God, Jesus, being in very nature God, he is God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. He was God, he is God, but he did not consider equality with God. Okay, why I have to be God? I can throw this God food. Yeah. Throw that God food. But he made him nothing. Nothing. He made him nothing. This is the title of this preaching. Nothing. In Greek, nothing. Kenos, remember, kenos means nothing, zero, zero. He was God. He had everything, eternity, everlasting, omnipotent, omni-everything. But he can throw everything. Be nothing. Nothing. Yeah. Can you do that? Can you throw everything out? Be nothing? No, 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 no. Hi, we want to hold something, even little one. Yes, this is me. Right? Yeah. But Jesus, he was God. But he thought, well, I can throw everything. And he became nothing. This sentence is wrong. If you become something, yeah, made himself something. He made himself nothing means what? Nothing. He cannot make himself nothing. No, nigh, zero. Yeah. But this is, Jesus Christ became a human being, taking the very nature of servant. He became zero and taking become a nature of servant, being made in human likeness. For him, somebody calling me, for him, become human being means become nothing. Become nothing. Because he's God. He's God. No limit. He can do anything. But he made himself human being. Limited, not everlasting, have life, bleed. But he became. And being found in appearance as a man, he did not have shape. He's God. But he became human shape and appeared. And humbled himself. And humbled himself. He became God to human being. This is the humble itself. Slow Godhood and became human being. This is humble. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. But it's not, this was not the goal. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, became a human being, and became obedient to death. Not normal death, not accidental death, not disease death. His death was on the cross. He died as a sinner, right? Was he a sinner? No. He was God. He created this whole universe. He created us. He created every single thing. But he became human being and he went to Calvary. And he himself nailed to the cross. For what? Why he did it? He saved us. He saved us from the eternal death. He saved us from sin. To make us children of God. Oh, we are not worthy. This is his kenos, nothing. And he loved to do that. Nobody can understand why he threw out Godhood, became a human being, and died on the cross just to save our this dust of earth. Dust of the earth. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing is we. We are nothing. But Jesus became nothing to save nothings. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Of course. Yeah, of course. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Yes, yes. Every knee shall bow. In heaven and on earth and under the earth. Why? He became kenos, nothing, to save us. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Any questions? Any questions? What we should do? What we could do, our tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's all we could do, right? Could be anything except that. Thank you, Jesus. You became nothing to save me from the dead. And make me as children of God. God, bring him back to the heaven and put on the highest place and gave him the highest name. Of course. Yeah. What's the point of Paul's letter today? He wants the people be humble, right? Be humble. That's what Jesus did. Compared to his humbleness, our humbleness is just a little bit, you know. It's hard to compare. From God to human and human to the cross. This level, you know, distance, our humility is like this. So why we are so selfish? If we see Jesus, we have to be ashamed. Sorry, Jesus. Yeah. All we could do is Jesus, confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, this story that God himself threw out everything and became nothing and to obedient to the death on the cross. It's almost impossible for us to understand why. But Jesus, you did it for us. That's why we are free. That's why we are saved from our sins. That's why we are called your sons, Lord. Lord, we just bend our knees and confess you are the Lord. Take our self-ambition. Take out our bad thinking and motivation and make us to like Jesus did, like Jesus. Of course, it's so far, but when we see the cross, we have to remember what Jesus did for us. And then we have to follow what he did. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Over the mountains and the seas,
your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hand, for I will always sing when your love comes down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your
Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this service and thank you for this gathering. Thank you that your presence here, Lord, lead us this week and not to out of your way, but on the center of your will, and protect us from evils. And keep us in your perfect love. And enjoy the fellowship with Spirit. And we praise the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen.